Welcome to Executive Leaders Radio, your spot in the corner office, the radio show where executives share their secrets to success. Executive Leaders Radio.
You're listening to Executive Leaders Radio. This is your host, Herb Cohen, with my co-hosts, Jeff Mack and Shannon Lean, Newmark Knight Frank, Drew Hanlon, Daly Tipton, Evolution Energy Partners, Pat Riley, USI Insurance Services, and Lisa Drorschach, PJM Interconnection. And Jeffrey, could you please give us a hand and roll down who we're going to have on the air today?
Sure. We have a great show today focused on energy and infrastructure. We have Dia Williams-Adams, Executive Director of College Possible Philadelphia. We have Manu Astana, President and CEO of PJM Interconnection. And I'd like to thank Lisa Drorschach for co-hosting from PJM. We have Mark Luca, President of Aqua Pennsylvania at Aqua America. And Mike Innocenzo is the President and CEO of PICO.
Excellent. Let's get to know our first guest, Dia Williams-Adams, Executive Director of College Possible Philadelphia. Dia, what is College Possible Philadelphia? What do you guys do?
Good morning. College Possible Philadelphia is a nonprofit that is geared towards helping students in and around Philadelphia, and we serve about 1,200 students.
Mm-hmm. Where are you from originally?
Originally from Manhattan, moved to Philadelphia.
And how many brothers and sisters were you in the pecking order?
There are a total of six. I'm one of six, and I'm in the middle.
All right. So you moved from Manhattan to Philadelphia. How young were you?
I was about eight.
Why'd you move to Philadelphia?
My mom and dad separated.
Mm-hmm. So mom and dad separated. I understand the six of you went with mom. Tell us a little bit about mom's influence on the six of you back then.
Sure. My mom, Carol, she was a wonderful woman. She passed last September, and she was a loving woman, but she was firm. She made sure that we stayed close together because we were all each other had.
Yeah. In the green room, you mentioned that mom had a loving and firm hand. I'm wondering what this loving and firm hand has to do with your building College Possible Philadelphia.
Well, as the new executive director of College Possible Philadelphia, I love people. That's how I was raised, and I believe in making sure that everyone has access to the things that they need.
Excellent. Education. Jeffrey?
A teacher, you're in the education world. It may have influenced you. You mentioned Rita Zaconde, your fifth grade teacher. What did you learn from her, and how did she help you?
She basically tailored her approach in dealing with every student, and she made sure that she drew out the best in everyone.
Drew?
Yeah. Tell us more about your mom. How did she inspire you and keep the family tight?
Yeah, she just basically made sure she did her personal best, and she made sure that each one of her children did their personal best as well.
Excellent. Lisa?
Dia, you mentioned that you were a cheerleader when you were in school. How does that translate into your role today at College Possible?
I believe in leading the team to the championship, making sure that we meet our goals, and just encouraging everyone.
Pat?
You mentioned your love of reading, writing, and poems. What role has that played in your role today, or what influence?
It ties back to my love of education and the need for making sure that I provide that through the services that we provide here at College Possible. Reading is something I do all the time, and something that's been instilled in me since a child.
Daly?
You talked about moving to Philadelphia, single mom, six of you kids. Tell us about what was your role in the family?
Pretty much, you know, my older sister stayed behind in New York to attend college. My older brother went to college not long after we moved to Philadelphia. So I was pretty much like the second mom. And I was a leader in the family, still am to some degree. And I just make sure things kind of run smoothly and make sure we're together. Like my mom would want.
What's that have to do with your role at being the second mom of six kids? What's that have to do with your role as executive director of College Possible Philadelphia?
Again, as the second mom, I was a caring person, compassionate, but also very focused and dedicated and persistent. And it requires a lot of encouragement, coaching, and making sure that we do what we are set out what we set out to do.
Shannon.
Yeah, it's very clear you're all about helping others and giving back. How young were you when this first started to come through?
Very early, Shannon. But the earliest time I remember was somewhere between 10 and 12, where my mom actually ran a community garden, and we would package up the vegetables and the food and give it out to the neighbors in the community. And I remember she would take me along with her. So that was my earliest recollection of helping others.
And what did you learn from that experience that you carry with you today?
That I should be grateful for whatever place I'm in, because there are always people who have a lot less.
Drew?
Yeah, you mentioned it seems like learning and education and even like reading were really important at a young age. Do you remember a book that inspired you?
Absolutely. I love The Alchemist by Paulo Coelho. He's one of my favorites.
And what is it you learned from that book?
Just about the journey and how we all have this whole unique journey to self-discovery, really, and just that we have to be wise along that journey as best as we can and not beat ourselves up with the decisions that we make.
And are those lessons you're still passing along today?
Absolutely. There are lessons that I share with my team, my family, and certainly my 14-year-old son.
Mm-hmm. Jeffrey?
Dia, I'm sure you've met some of the one or two of the 1,200 students that you've helped. When you meet one of these students that have been helped by the program, how do you feel? How does it make you feel?
It makes me feel great, Jeff, just knowing that the services that we provide has the impact that we intend for it to have. A lot of our students, you know, come from underserved backgrounds, and just being able to give them these resources and for them to not only get into college, but succeed and persist and finish college, it just means the world. We're really doing the work that we're set out to do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, earlier you mentioned that you were grateful that you moved to Philadelphia. What are you talking about? What do you mean?
Well, it's just I love different cultures and different cities and all aspects. And just like New York, Philadelphia is a melting pot of its own. And I like meeting new people, different, you know, from different backgrounds. And Philadelphia is unique and is a beautiful city.
Mm-hmm. So how's it Philadelphia influenced you and influenced your role in College Philadelphia, College Possible Philadelphia?
Well, having gone through the Philadelphia school system when I was here, I know what some of the needs are, especially at the high school level. I could have only hoped that there was a College Possible Philadelphia at the time when I went to high school. There wasn't. I wish there were. God only knows how lives would have been impacted significantly by that. So I definitely, you know, appreciate my role here because of the impact that I know we're having in the city.
Well, what kind of impact are you having in the city?
Well, that we're serving over 1,200 students in and around Philadelphia. We're not only making sure that they get into college, but they graduate from college and also have successful careers so that they can lead very rich and fulfilling lives.
So you're telling me that you're not just concerned about the kids from Philadelphia getting into college. You're concerned about them graduating college, too?
Absolutely. That's key. We know that people with college education, you know, with college degrees tend to have better lives, better outcomes. It's all tied into health outcomes, everything. So and then they can give back to their respective communities. You know, we make sure that we tie all of that in. We factor in career readiness, you know, college prep, all of that ties into what we do here at College Possible Philadelphia.
You really are a second mom. Is your mom still around?
No, she passed last September.
Did she know what you were doing for a living?
She did. She was always very proud of all of her children. We're all doing great things in our own right.
Did she appreciate you were really built for this job? I mean, does this feel like a job to you?
No, it's a calling.
What are you talking about? It's a calling.
Well, my mother always taught us to design our lives around purpose. And I do my best work when I'm tied to a purpose. And this is it. And it's helping people live their best lives.
When you're tied to a purpose and you're doing that now because what? Give me that again.
Because we're having a great impact here. Just making sure that people are getting access to the resources to have better lives, to do better for themselves as well as their community.
So you really wish it was a College Possible Philadelphia back when you were a kid. You really appreciate the benefit this program is bringing the kids nowadays, not just in terms of getting them into college, but helping them graduate. And it doesn't feel like a job to you.
No, it does not. It's joyful. We celebrated our first cohort of graduates here in Philadelphia just this past May.
Perfect.
And just to see all the profiles of our students is just a joy.
And the website address of the organization is?
Is collegepossible.org. /Philadelphia.
We've been speaking with Dia Williams Adams, Executive Director of College Possible Philadelphia, here on Executive Leaders Radio. Don't forget to visit our website. It's executiveleadersradio.com to learn more about our executive leaders. That's executiveleadersradio.com to learn more about our executive leaders. We'll be back in a moment. Don't go away. Be back in a break.
You now can recognize your deserving business advisors on our nation's leading Business with Heart radio show, executiveleadersradio.com. Yes, recognize, you can recognize your deserving business advisors on our nation's leading Business with Heart radio show, executiveleadersradio.com. Simply visit executiveleadersradio.com, securely enter their info, and we'll reach out to spotlight your deserving business advisors on our nation's leading Business with Heart radio show, executiveleadersradio.com. Don't wait. This radio and online social media and search engine exposure is quite valuable to your advisors. Yes, this radio and online social media exposure is free and quite valuable to your business advisors who deserve to be recognized. Visit executiveleadersradio.com now to nominate your deserving business advisors.
Now there's a natural way to take charge of your blood pressure. Introducing new Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula from the makers of the nation's best-selling garlic supplement. New Garlic helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels with clinically supported levels of garlic, plus a custom blend of vitamins and minerals. And it's odor-free. Take charge of your blood pressure with new Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural references only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
Now at Lowe's, we're saying thanks to our pros in more ways than ever before during our Provember event. We have deals on the brands you trust, like DeWalt, Spyder, and Metabo HPT. We also have credit options you won't want to miss. Plus, for 5 days only, November 9th through the 13th, bring in an old bucket from one of our competitors and get a brand new 5-gallon Lowe's branded bucket free. Just one more reason why we're the new home for pros. Limit one bucket per customer while supplies last. U.S. only.
It's totally normal to be constipated with belly pain, straining, and bloating again and again.
No way.
Maybe it's occasional constipation.
Maybe it's not.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives to help relieve belly pain and let you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Maybe it's not occasional constipation. Learn more at linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. You may be able to talk to a doctor online. Visit linzess.com, sponsored by Allergan and Ironwood.
We're back. You're listening to Executive Leaders Radio. This is your host, Herb Cohen, and we'd like to introduce Manu Asthana, President and CEO of PJM Interconnection. Manu, what is PJM Interconnection? What are you guys doing?
Hi, Herb. Yeah, you can think of us like the air traffic controllers for the electric grid.
Give us an idea of how much electric runs through PJM Interconnection.
Yeah, so we serve all the parts of 13 states in the District of Columbia, total of about 65 million people. It's the largest grid in North America.
Wow. And where are you from originally?
That's an interesting question. So I was born in India. My parents moved to Oman when I was 2, and I went to high school there. Came to Philadelphia for college, but really I'm from Texas, if you'll believe it, after all that.
India, Oman, and Texas. How many schools did you go to prior to graduating high school?
2.
Oh, so it wasn't like you went to a lot of different schools, but you lived in rather diverse environments between India, Oman, and Texas. What do you think the effect is of your going through those diverse environments as a kid? How's that had a beneficial effect in your becoming the president and CEO of PJM Interconnection?
I've been really lucky to be exposed to people, just such different people between all of those environments. And it's made me adaptable. And I think it's given me an insight and an empathy into people who are different from me.
Wait a second. You're the largest electric grid. And how many employees are there in the organization?
About 750.
And there's 750 people, and you're telling me the benefit of your living in these diverse environments is your empathy, your feelings? What are you talking about?
Well, leadership is all about people. It's all about people. And so it's about connecting with people. It's about understanding them, and it's about helping them be the best version of themselves. And empathy is a key part of that.
All right. I thought you were running an electric grid. It was about numbers and electricity, but you're telling me it's about people. Jeffrey?
So Manu, we were talking in the green room earlier about your dad. He was also a CEO of a company in Oman, and that you had an interesting experience going to work with him. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, my dad. My dad took me to work with him every summer, starting when I was about 12. I'd just spend the day at the office with him. I'd go to all his meetings. I'd be with him all day.
And there was a special thing that you remembered about something that he did.
Yeah, you know, there was something that happened. We were in a meeting and someone came running in and said, hey, there's been an accident. And someone had their arm pinned in an industrial elevator and was stuck between floors and was bleeding. It was a bad situation. Mm-hmm. And I remember my dad running out to where this person was and holding his hand. Like, he was lying on the floor with his arm down the elevator shaft, holding this person's hand.
You remember, that's where you picked up the empathy. Drew.
Yeah, Manu, I'm just curious. Not every dad's bringing their kid, it's 12, 13 to work. What did your dad see in you that, mm-hmm. He brought you to work?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, my dad was just, he was unconventional. I think he enjoyed being with me. So we enjoyed spending time with each other. But he was just unconventional. He did his own thing and he wanted to do that. He thought it was good for me and he did it.
Mm-hmm. Pat.
Manu, you said you lived in three different countries with three very different cultures while you were a child and a teenager. How did that impact your approach to diversity and inclusion in the workplace today?
Yeah, absolutely. Diversity and inclusion is absolutely critical. And it taught me that every voice needs to be heard. And when you slow down and you actually listen to people, there's incredible commonality, but people are also very, very different. So it helped me have the tools to have every voice in my organization heard.
Daily?
So tell us about school. What type of student were you in school?
When I was young, I was a pretty terrible student. Average would be generous. By the time I graduated high school, Pardon me?
What happened? Obviously you did well.
Yeah, by the time I graduated high school, I was a valedictorian. And what happened was my parents, they were really unconventional in that they didn't focus on grades. They just said, do your best. But they gave me the belief that I could do much better than I was doing. And that belief is what took me through.
Lisa?
Did you have any influential teachers?
Yeah, I had my economics teacher in 11th and 12th grade was unbelievable. Ms. Lang.
And how did she impact your leadership style today?
She sparked a love of economics. A continued love of learning and a belief in myself that I could really be good at this. And that's carried through my career. There have been elements of economics in my education and in everything I've done since.
Lisa, you're in the executive team working with Manu. What's it like working with him?
Well, it's great. Manu is a new CEO at PJM. He started in January of this year. And, one of the things he talks about is connection to people. Through a pandemic that we're experiencing this year, it's interesting that even in a remote environment, the connection we feel not only with Manu, but with the team as a whole. And that's really due to his leadership.
It sounds like you and Manu both had a similar experience in school where there was a teacher that really gave you guys each confidence in yourself. And I'm wondering, Lisa, if you're seeing Manu bring that to building this business, this management team. The fact that he felt very supported as a child. Is that coming through in business?
Definitely. You know, as Manu said, leadership is people. It's about people. It's not necessarily about the service or product you provide. And so inspiring and giving folks the confidence around you to be their best is what makes a leadership team excel.
Mm-hmm. Shannon?
Manu, in the green room, we talked about how you were born in India and then moved to the Middle East when you were 2 years old. I'm curious what that was like and where you see those roots show up today.
Yeah, it was actually a great experience. It was a unique experience where I was living in a culture that was very different than the one I was born in. And it just helped me appreciate different cultures, different people, just differences amongst people. And I really value that as a result.
How's that showing up in terms of your building this business?
Well, you know, these days, and for a while, actually, diversity, equity, and inclusion has been an absolutely critical theme in business, both because it's the right thing to do, but also because it helps the business be successful. And it's given me a great basis to create that kind of environment where differences are valued.
Mm-hmm. Drew?
Manu, when you're faced with a tough decision in the office, what do you hear your dad whispering in your ear?
Do the right thing. That was a big deal for him when I was growing up. He took a lot of pride in doing the right thing and being principled. And that has stuck with me.
I guess he displayed that when you went to work and somebody got hurt. He did the right thing then. Was he the first person that kind of showed you that a real leader is one that can teach other leaders to lead?
Yes. Yeah. Leadership for me is about growing other people, is about growing other leaders. And that's where I started to see it. And I've been lucky enough to work with many good leaders across my career. And I've seen that theme come up again and again.
Mm-hmm. Jeffrey?
You talked about your mom and dad. I understand you have two sons. What are their names?
Yeah, Rohan and Saurav.
What have you learned from your sons, Manu?
I've learned I'm really bad at music. One of my older sons, a music major. Now I've learned the value of persistence. You know, they've had their own challenges, but they have persisted and have come out the other end incredibly successful.
The value of persistence. What's the best part of your job?
I get to work with an amazing group of people. And we get to do something that has a purpose and a value that is bigger than us. We get to keep the lights on for 65 million people and help bring about this huge energy transition that's happening right now.
So you really enjoy working as part of a team. Did you play sports as a kid?
I did play sports.
What was your favorite sport?
Actually, it was not a team sport. So I played tennis. Tennis was my big sport growing up.
So you have no problem. You have no problem solo, but you really enjoy working as part of a team.
Exactly. Yeah, I love working with people.
You love working with people, with diverse people, really appreciating their difference. It sounds like it's all about support for you. You know, and what's the website address of your organization?
PJM.com.
PJM.com. And let me ask you a question: is this a 9-to-5 kind of gig for you, where you go in it? 9 and leave at 5 o'clock every day?
No. It's a nonstop. As CEO, you're never off. And then with this pandemic, you know, someone mm-hmm. told me the other day, we're not working at home. We're living at work. That's what it's like.
Website one more time.
PJM.com.
We've been speaking with Manu Astana, president and CEO of PJM Interconnection, here on Executive Leaders Radio. We'll be back in a moment, right after this quick break. Don't go away.
We are living in difficult times where people fear having thought-provoking conversations about pressing issues. And although we're in the midst of an information explosion, there are a lot of forces aiming to distort what's true. I created The Bill Walton Show to provide a forum for in-depth, thought-provoking conversations with leaders, artists, entrepreneurs, and thinkers. Please join me at thebillwaltonshow.com to explore what's true, what's right, and what's next.
Do you think all vitamin C's are the same? They're not. Ester C is a superior form of vitamin C. It's the only vitamin C with 24-hour immune support, and it lasts up to 2 times longer than regular vitamin C. So don't just settle for any vitamin C. Buy Ester C and support your immune health today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Our veterans risked it all to protect our freedom. One of the best ways to say thank you is to volunteer to support them. At a time in history where kindness is a virtue, volunteering means a lot. For over 47 years, Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization, with the support of citizens like you, have delivered therapy kits to veterans who need them. To volunteer or learn more, visit HealVets.org. That's HealVets.org.
Hello?
Hi, I'm calling on behalf of the Mice Nest.
Mice Nest?
Yes, Mice Nest. It's a nest of mice. They finished chewing through your RV wiring, so the fire should start soon.
Can we cancel that?
Oh, sorry. Once scheduled, they can't really stop because they're mice. A nest of them.
RV owners can't schedule when things go wrong on the road. That's why there's Progressive, a leader in RV insurance.
Oh, and if you could stay on the line for a quick survey.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Hiring can be challenging, but ZipRecruiter makes it fast and easy. We talked to Monica Starks, who needed to hire for a pivotal role at her company, GS Group.
As the owner of a construction company, finding the right people is a very difficult task. So I use ZipRecruiter.
ZipRecruiter's powerful matching technology identifies the right people for your job and actively invites them to apply, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. Monica did, and that's how she found Lamont, her new project superintendent.
The job is so perfect for me. I had a career breakthrough. I would have never found this job if it wasn't for ZipRecruiter.
With ZipRecruiter, we've hired everyone from accountants to project managers to field scientists. With ZipRecruiter, we get hiring results.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
We're back. You're listening to Executive Leaders Radio. This is your host, Herb Cohen. We'd like to introduce Mark Luca, president of Aqua Pennsylvania at Aqua America. Mark, what is Aqua Pennsylvania at Aqua America? What are you guys doing?
Yeah, good morning, and thank you for having me here. Aqua Pennsylvania is part of Aqua America, which is part of Essential Utilities Incorporated. We are the second largest water utility in the United States, investor-owned water utility in the United States. We serve 450,000 water customers every day, serving drinking water to their homes, and about 40,000 wastewater customers.
Where are you from originally?
I grew up in a row home, blue-collar neighborhood in a small street in Philadelphia.
All right. How many brothers and sisters? Where are you in the pecking order?
2 older brothers.
And what was going on with you 8 to 14? Was it making money? Was it marching band? Was it Boy Scouts? Was it school? Was it chess club? What was it all about 8 to 14 for you?
Yeah, I'd like to think I was a typical boy, very busy. Boy Scouts at a very young age. Started working in 8th grade and been working ever since. And really just being part of the community.
Mm-hmm. Jeffrey?
But Mark, tell us about the neighborhood, the kids that you played with. What was your environment like growing up in the neighborhood that you did?
It was a great place. Lots of kids, lots of younger kids and older kids. And it was a great opportunity to learn lots of different sports and really interacting with people of all different ages.
Mm-hmm. And in the neighborhood, how did your role change of being a young kid to growing up? And how did that experience go for you?
I think the role changed as a result, not so much of the neighborhood per se, but really as being part of the Boy Scouts. Mm-hmm. You know, as you progress through the Boy Scouts, you become a patrol leader, a senior patrol leader, and move on. And I think at that point, you get more and more responsibilities, and you learn to lead people, you learn to work with people, you learn to live with people.
And how far did you go in Boy Scouts, Mark?
I achieved the rank of Eagle Scout.
Mm-hmm. Where did the modesty come from? And you're a very modest guy, and where did modesty come from? How did that develop in you going through this?
I'm not sure I was always a very modest person. I think I get some of it from my wife. But I think more importantly, as I've learned to lead people as I do today, I really recognize that the success that we all enjoy is because we're a team. And I'm fortunate and blessed to lead such a successful, hardworking team here at Aqua.
You mentioned some things that you learned from your mom, like family and and putting your mind to it. Tell us about what she taught you that you use in your role as president of Aqua.
Yeah, I mean, it was really important for her, church and family first, and then really hard work and honesty. And I think with those four bits of information, everything kind of just flows.
Shannon? Oh, I'm sorry.
Mark, you know, it sounds like you had a really tight-knit family and your parents had an important role in your life. I'm also curious about some outside influences and who you looked up to when you were a kid.
Yeah, you know what? It's interesting because when you grow up in the city, there are lots of outside influences all the time. Some are really good, some not so good. And I think over time, you begin to recognize with guidance from mom and dad where the right way to go was. And certainly the Boy Scouts was a big influence in my life as well.
And tell us more about how your parents were able to show you that and teach you that.
Yeah, mom really could figure that out. She knew right away where, you know, where it was. She understood the good and the bad and the people. And, you know, I think when you're young, you observe more about your parents than they think you observe. And when you do that, you watch what's happening, the body language, the signals that you get. And I must have picked up some of that from my mom.
And did you guys sit down as a family and eat dinner together every night?
Every night.
Tell us about that and what the dinner conversation was like.
Very active, three active boys. You know, we were always eating plenty, but there was a lot of discussion, a lot of opportunity to debate the day and what was happening at work with my dad and, you know, what mom was saying about different things that she'd experienced. It was a very interactive, very busy time.
And looking back at that now, what does it mean to you to have had that experience every night and that quality family time?
Well, if it means anything, it's something that I like to do at home tonight with our son. And every night, really just spend time chatting and challenging him the day to tell us, what did you do? What happened today? What was good? What made you smile? You know, how did you help anybody? Really just a lot of opportunity to talk.
And Mark, I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
We talked about your dad. Your son's Giuliano.
Giuliano.
What have you learned from Giuliano?
Giuliano really teaches me about the way things are, the way he sees them. And I think that gives me a cause for pause because it makes me recognize that things are not necessarily the way that I see them, but I look at life through his experiences and it's giving me a second chance to see things in a different way.
Does that help you with your team and your employees that report up to you?
No doubt. One of the things that I've learned over the years is it's better to listen than to talk. And when I listen to my son, I learn a lot. And when I listen to my people that I work with, I learn a lot from them as well.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned something very special to me when we were talking the other day about a herringbone cigarette case that's actually on your desk at work. And I think it was from Gennaro. Tell us about the family member. I think it was your mom's uncle that was special to you and influential in your life, Mark.
Yeah, Gennaro was, he was my great uncle.
What did he teach you?
He was a gentleman.
Mm-hmm. And gentle in business, is that, I thought business was all blood and guts and firing people and
no, I don't think so. Gennaro was a gentle man. I think he saw the good in the people. He loved to laugh, came here to this country at a very young age. And I think that taught him a sense of hardness and how to work through difficult times.
Yeah.
But I think it also gave him a sense of humility and a recognizing that there's things bigger in life than just what we want to achieve as individuals. And when you think about work, Jeff, it's not all about being hard. It's about listening to people. It's about how we can help people. And I got that, I think, from Gennaro as well.
Mm-hmm. Why did he have such a major effect on you, Mark? How?
You know, I spent a lot of time with him. I think it was at a point in my life where he was elderly. He needed help. There was a great opportunity for me to spend time with him. And that one-on-one time with him gave me an insight to how he thought, what motivated him, his life's experiences in Italy, coming to this country, you know, very poor. And I think that really, really helped me look at life in a different way.
That curiosity that you have to hang out with somebody and learn from them, what's that have to do with your role as a president of Aqua Pennsylvania at Aqua America?
You know, so much of what we do is interacting with people. It's motivating people. It's letting people motivate me. It's really listening to what they have to say. It's reading their body language. And it's making sure that you understand not only the things that they say, the words that they use, but the subtleties in how they're transferring their message. And I think if we're willing to listen to all of those things, I think we learn a lot and we're much more effective at leaders.
So I understand that, you know, as a kid growing up in South Philadelphia, this row houses, blue collar neighborhood, that you were very busy and, you know, you're probably pretty driven and, you know, you rose through the ranks in the neighborhood through the course of time. You said that. And I asked you, and Jeff asked you, where'd the modesty come from? And you mentioned your wife. And then we don't usually hear that. You're telling me that as the president of Aqua Pennsylvania at Aqua America, your wife's had a major influence on your career? What are you talking about?
Herb, absolutely. She has supported me. We've been married for over 32 years. She supported me every step of the way. Sometimes it wasn't easy. When we've moved or done other things, she was always there to encourage me. When times were really difficult, she was always there to support me. And, you know, through that, I've picked up some of the things from her. And really, her modesty is really one of the things that makes her most beautiful and attractive to me.
So you're all about relationships.
Well, I think everything we do stems from relationships in life, whether you're leading a large company or whether you're having a dinner at your family table. It's all about the relationships of the people you're with.
Mm-hmm. Jeffrey?
Mark, you wouldn't be sitting there in the president's office if you didn't have wood to chop. What are some of your biggest challenges?
Well, you know, certainly today with COVID, there is a lot of challenges that we have with people who are out of work, people who can't afford to pay their bills. People are concerned about, you know, what's going to happen to them next. And certainly we want to make sure that people understand that their drinking water is safe, that they can count on us to continue to provide the services they have. We have a very, very old infrastructure in this country, and it's failing. You know, the American Society of Civil Engineers has given our infrastructure a grade of a D. And so there's this constant renewal of infrastructure to make sure that we can continue providing services for my children and my grandchildren and all of ours so that our communities can continue to succeed.
Mark, what's the website address of this organization known as Aqua Pennsylvania at Aqua America?
Yeah, it's essential.co.
Essential.co. We've been speaking with Mark Luca, president of Aqua Pennsylvania at Aqua America here on Executive Leaders Radio. Don't forget to visit our website. It's executiveleadersradio.com to learn more about our executive leaders. It's executiveleadersradio.com to learn more about our executive leaders. We'll be back in a moment right after this quick break.
Recognize your deserving business advisors on our nation's leading Business with Heart radio show, Executive Leaders Radio. Yes, you can recognize your deserving business advisors on our nation's leading Business with Heart radio show, executiveleadersradio.com. Simply visit executiveleadersradio.com, securely enter their info, and we'll reach out to spotlight your deserving business advisors on our nation's leading Business with Heart radio show, executiveleadersradio.com. Don't wait. This radio and online social media and search engine exposure is quite valuable. Yes, this radio and online social media and search engine exposure is quite valuable to your business advisors who deserve to be recognized. Visit executiveleadersradio.com now to nominate your deserving business advisors for free exposure.
Hello, this is America's Healthcare Advocate with your healthcare tip of the day. The most health-promoting type of fat that you can eat is composed of omega-3 fatty acids. They reduce your risk of breast cancer considerably in three major ways. Omega-3 fatty acids decrease the power of estrogen in the breast so that cells won't divide as quickly in response to estrogen. They act to subdue inflammation and all the ill effects of an enzyme involved in inflammation called COX-2 enzyme. Omega-3s mop up oxygen-free radicals. Here's a list of some of the major health conditions improved with omega-3 fats: asthma, cancer of the breast, prostate, and colon, diabetes, heart arrhythmias, heart disease, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, rheumatoid arthritis, skin disorders, osteoporosis, gum disease, and more. The best source of omega-3 fatty acids is flax seeds, walnuts, pumpkin seeds, hemp seeds, soybeans, winter squash, and ground oregano are the other good sources. The body functions best when you eat a 4-to-1 ratio of omega-6s and omega-3s, fat that's good for you.
Walgreens has always been there to help make your healthcare easier, from making sure you have the prescriptions you need to answering any questions you have about them. Now, the question is whether you have the right Medicare plan, and we're here to help make that easier too. Walgreens can save you money and peace of mind with copays as low as $0. Visit walgreens.com/Medicare today to see how. Walgreens, we make Medicare easy. $0 copay on Tier 1 generic drugs when enrolled in a plan with Walgreens as a preferred pharmacy.
Fever is a leading symptom of the coronavirus, so take your temperature twice a day with the Exergen Temporal Scanner. It's quick and easy to use, and its accuracy is backed by more than 80 clinical studies. Have your family start and end their day with the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, doctors, and nurses. Your family can take their temperatures in seconds to know where they stand in the fight against COVID-19. Protect your family from the spread of this deadly disease and stay safe with Exergen.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle, but now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
I like a bed that's really firm.
I need something a little softer than that.
Rest easy. With the Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed, you can both adjust your comfort with your sleep number setting.
Can it really help me fall asleep faster?
Yes, by gently warming your feet.
Okay, but can it help keep us asleep?
It senses your movements and automatically adjusts to keep you effortlessly comfortable. Sleep Number, proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. And now, during our Veterans Day sale, save $1,000 on the Queen Sleep Number 360 Special Edition Smart Bed, now $1,799. Only for a limited time. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com.
We're back. You're listening to Executive Leaders Radio. This is your host, Herb Cohen, and we'd like to introduce Mike Innocenzo, President and CEO of PECO. Mike, what is PECO?
PECO is the electric and gas distribution utility for the city of Philadelphia and the five suburban counties, about 1.6 million electric customers, about 500,000 gas customers.
Wow. And you're the CEO. Where were you from originally?
I was born in Camden, grew up in South Jersey, a town called Hatton Heights.
And how many brothers and sisters? Where are you in the pecking order?
I'm the oldest of three boys.
And 8 to 14, were you involved in marching band or making money or sports or science in school? Or what were you doing 8 to 14? Who were you as a kid?
A couple of things. I mean, I was a pretty good student in school, really focused on science and math. I was a sports nut, so played basketball, baseball, soccer. And I was also working as a golf caddy at that time.
Mm-hmm. Jeffrey?
Golf, you really see who people are when you experience golf and you play, especially when you caddy. Mike, tell us what you learned being a caddy and what was the experience like?
You know, I two lessons I take from that. You know, one is when I first started as a caddy, I think I went about 7 days in a row working 12-hour days, just cleaning clubs and cleaning carts and never getting out for a loop once. I was about a day within of sort of giving it up. And I finally, on that seventh day, I got my first loop. And I learned a lot around sort of hard work, persistence, and if you stay with it, it'll really pay off. And I had a great 10 years after that as a caddy. Mm-hmm. And then, like you said, I think on the course you.
What did you observe about people that you take to work every day from being a caddy?
Yeah, you know, on the course you see the best and the worst of people. So I think you're a little bit of a, you know, you put in hard work, but you're also a little bit of a coach, a cheerleader, maybe a little bit of a psychologist. And I bring that with me to work today.
Drew?
Michael, you mentioned being a sports nut, and what was your favorite sport?
Basketball was probably my favorite.
And what was your role on the teams you played on?
Well, you know, I had a lot of different teams over those years. Sometimes I was one of the higher scorers, and sometimes I was a role player and the guy that did the dirty work.
What's the lesson to be learned from that?
You know, the better teams I was on were the ones that I was surrounded with a lot of talented people. And I was doing more of the role playing and the dirty work. And I really enjoyed that. And I carry that with me today. Surround yourself with really talented people and you'll build a better team.
Lisa?
Mike, you mentioned that you enjoyed science and math in school. So how did that correlate you getting into the electric industry?
Well, yeah, that was at that time. It was started. It was good in science, math. Was told that you should get into engineering before I knew what an engineer was. So that became my path in college and got me into a co-op program, which ultimately got me into Philadelphia Electric at that time.
Pat,
Mike, how many full-time jobs have you had outside of PECO?
it's been pretty much about this and caddy. And I always say, if I don't make this work, I got to go back to carrying golf bags.
That's interesting. And then in the green room, you mentioned that your first job at Pika, one of your duties was collecting and picking up trash. How has that influenced your role today, coming from the bottom all the way to the top of Pika?
You know, I think two lessons learned from me there is one is never be afraid to do the dirty work. It's all really important, and really have respect for everybody in the organization because everybody's role is important in the organization.
Mm-hmm. So it's you appreciate everybody. Give me that again. The benefit of your start of having one job, one full-time job, where you started picking up the trash, now you're the CEO of Pika. What's the benefit in terms of your leadership today of you doing that stuff back then?
You know, I think I learned that it was important to be never shy away from the hard work and the dirty work. And whether it was the trash or whether it was some of the more difficult jobs throughout my career, and also recognizing the respect for all of the people in the organization, they all play an important role.
Wow. Daly.
So growing up, what sort of influence do you have? What type of people influenced you?
You know, certainly my parents, my brothers, teammates, teachers. You know, what I've learned is I've learned a lot. I've really learned a lot that everybody in your life, if you're paying attention and if you're listening, you learn every day, and every day becomes a learning experience.
Mm-hmm. Shannon?
Mike, can you tell us a little bit about your mom and what she was like when you were growing up?
She was with us when we were younger. She started working when we were probably in around middle school. She worked at a hospital. She was a patient representative. She spent a lot of time focusing on helping other people in some of their difficult times.
And what did your mom teach you that you still carry with you today?
Just that everybody has a need, and everybody has something that if you really have empathy and if you're really listening, you know, you can really make a difference by being there, listening to them and helping them.
Mm-hmm. Jeffrey?
Your dad, you told me a little bit about your dad being an accountant. He was out of work for a while. What, tell us about your dad and how he influenced you through that experience.
Yeah, you know, so he was, you know, he was working for a while, was not happy, and really decided that what he was going to figure out what did he want to do that made him happy. So he went for about a year, did not have a salary coming in. Ultimately, started his own accounting firm and was much happier after that. But I think the two things there were, it's important to do the work that you want to do and to be happy about who you're working with. And it's also important to know that you've got responsibilities as you go through life. You got to make sure that there's a lot of people that are depending upon you, and making sure that you do it the right way. And you know, you're taking care of the people around you, whether it's your family or whether it's your company.
And you're also a dad to two sons and a daughter going through the college experience. What have you learned from your children, Mike?
They're all very different. You know, they're all talented in their each way. They've all gone through a little bit of a different path, and just recognize that the path for one may not be the path for the other. But it's all just as important.
Mm-hmm. Drew?
Mike, I want to go back to basketball. When you were competing as a youth, did your parents show up at your games?
You know, I remember my parents, my mom was at most games, but I remember my dad just about every baseball game and basketball game I ever played.
So your dad was starting a business and getting things rolling, but he still showed up at every one of your games.
He did. And, you know, and I think the lesson learned there is finding the time for the important things, knowing what's important and being there, because it was certainly something that I remembered, made a difference to me. And it's something I try to carry with me today. These are busy jobs. They're 24/7 jobs, but trying to be there when you need to be there.
And so has that played out? Are you there for your kids and when they compete?
It is. I try to make all of their games, try to be there for the important things in their lives. And I think you carry that into the company, right? So you've got a lot of people that work for you, and sometimes you just got to make sure that you're showing up for the important things day to day at work as well.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned that your dad took time off to find how he could be happy in his job and ended up starting his own accounting firm. But I'm trying to figure out how that wanting to be happy in your job, that period of time, how's that influencing your building the team as the president and CEO of Pika?
You know, what he really did is he wanted to be his own boss. So he wanted to be more in control of his destiny. And I think from my career here, the times that I've, you know, spent more times worried about what I needed to be focused on, what my team needed to be focused on, and stopped worrying about what everybody else was thinking, is when I've been the most effective and probably the most content in my job.
So your nature is to put your nose to the grindstone and get the job done. And you really appreciate, as you mentioned earlier, like the better basketball teams that you played on were the teams where there was more talent. So you really want to surround yourself where there's a lot of talent and not a lot of politics, where the job gets done, where everybody knows what they got to do on the basketball team. Yeah. Am I correct about that?
I think that's right. You always want to surround yourself with more talented people. I guess it's the proverbial quote, if you're the smartest person in the room, you're in the wrong room. So you want to always put a lot of smart people in the room with you.
But doesn't that frighten you if the people are smarter than you and you don't know all the answers? Doesn't it make you feel inadequate? I mean, you're supposed to be the CEO.
No, I think the most courageous thing and the most confident thing that a leader can do is know that he doesn't know everything and know when to say ask for help and know when to ask others for their input.
And going back to Jeff's question, so you were a caddy, so you got to observe people. What did you learn from caddying that influences, that shapes your leadership nowadays? Let me have that again.
Yeah, I think you learn all sorts of personalities. So one, you learn to, as all of these businesses are people businesses, right? So you're dealing with different personalities. So how to deal with people when they're doing well, how to seeing people at their worst.
Gotcha.
When to coach, when to cheerlead.
Gotcha. Jeffrey, did you have a last question there?
What do you want your signature to be on PICO as the CEO in your career there, Mike?
You know, I really am very proud of what we've done. You know, we're a 100-plus-year company, keeping the lights on, keeping the gas flowing. But I think we're at a different time, and we're really transitioning what was a business for the last 100 years and how to make it a business for the next 100 years.
What's the website address for PICO?
PICO.com.
We've been speaking with Mike Innocenzo, President and CEO of PICO, here on Executive Leaders Radio. Jeffrey, could you give us a readdown on who we've had on the air today, please?
Sure, and thanks again, Lisa, for co-hosting with us from PJM. We had Dia Williams-Adams, Executive Director, College Possible Philadelphia. Manu Astana, President and CEO of PJM Interconnection. Mark Luca, President of Aqua PA at Aqua America. And Mike Innocenzo, President and CEO of PICO.
I would like to thank my co-hosts, including Jeff Mack and Shannon Lane from Newmark Knight Frank, Drew Hanlon, Deli Tipton, Evolution Energy Partners, Pat Riley, USI Insurance Services, and Lisa Dorshak, PJM Interconnection, for giving me a hand structuring the questions, hopefully providing our listening audience an educational and entertaining show. I'd like to thank our listening audience for listening. Otherwise, we wouldn't have a radio show. Don't forget to visit our website. It's executiveleadersradio.com. To learn more about our executive leaders, thank you for joining us today and have a nice day. Bye-bye.
Hi, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. We can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so when you call 833-8-ROCKET or visit us at rocketmortgage.com to start your refinance, you'll be well on your way to saving money every month. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.125%, APR 3.43%. Right now could be a great time for you to take some positive financial steps forward with a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, which could give you the boost that you're looking for. In addition, we may be able to help you refinance with little or no out-of-pocket costs. At Rocket Mortgage, we're committed to every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, giving you the best mortgage experience. Call us today at 833-8-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Rates subject to change. Pay 2.875% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.